Isaiah famously prophesies of Jesus. He had no form or comeliness that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. That refers to the superficial appearance of Christ. And it refers to the mere human perspective that sees no glory in bodily defeat. After all, Isaiah says, his appearance was so marred beyond human semblance. But through the eyes of faith, we see in this another kind of beauty. Some time ago, I came across a quote of Pope Benedict XVI, who said, "This is the kind of beauty which loved them to the end." That is a quote from last night's scripture, Jesus saying that he would wash the disciples' feet in St. John, saying, "This servant perspective is that of one who would love them to the end." Jesus is beyond human semblance, yes. Because what we know as merely human seeks after outward beauty. After all, our first parents went after the forbidden fruit. And why? Because we read it was a delight to the eyes. But Pilate, in our gospel narrative, says of Jesus, "Behold the man." This is the man, the ideal man. He shows us what is the end of the true and full human who comes into contact with the fallen world. And so, as we read, he loved them to the end. The old Baltimore Catechism begins with the category, the end of man. The famous answer of what is the end of man, why he made you, is God made me to know him, to love him, and to serve him in this world, and to be happy with him forever in heaven. Here, Jesus is the one who perfectly serves this end, to love God and serve him in this world. His love for God as man is parallel with his love for man as God. I'll say that once more. His love for God as man is parallel with his love for man as God. And so he loved us to the end so that we might fulfill that catechism charge that we can be happy with him forever in heaven. This is beyond your mere human semblance. And through the eyes of faith, it is beautiful. Jesus paves the way with his sacrificial love so that we can follow. He opens the door so that we can fulfill our humanity and pursue not fleeting pleasures, but what is eternal beauty.